Wham! Bam! Body slam! You're listening to My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, right here on JitteryMonkey.com. Now here's your host, Kevin Huntsberger. Everyone, so sorry for the delay in this week's podcast dropping at JitteryMonkey.com and, of course, on iTunes as well. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, the guests that I had lined up, unfortunately, our schedules were not able to match up over the last few days, and so I'm going solo with this one and just doing a quick update on some things going on in wrestling and sharing my thoughts and opinions. Of course, you can always read more at www.my123cents.com. We also have a YouTube channel and going to be updating that in the very near future as well. But want to say, first of all, thank you to everyone who has downloaded and is listening to today's show. And I am recording this before Monday Night Raw on March 2nd, so I am not, some of the things that I say may have changed due to the course of Raw, but I'm going with what I know at the moment, and as of this recording, this is what we know. I was going to go over Fastlane results, but really talked about that over on the blog at my123cents.com. I encourage you to head over there and check out that review, if you will. I thought it was a solid pay-per-view. Of course, I do like there being, I should say, I don't like there being a pay-per-view in between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. I do think that some of the matches could have been saved for WrestleMania to give WrestleMania more of a new and fresh feel to it. Of course, the road to WrestleMania really building up fast. We are less than 4 weeks away now from the big event going on at Levi's Stadium in California, San Jose, I believe, or San Diego, San Francisco, one of the Sands, and I'm screwing this up, and I apologize in advance for that. But nonetheless, one of the things that has kind of come out of the last couple of Raw and SmackDown shows is that Wade Barrett will be defending the Intercontinental title in a ladder match. So far, opponents have not been announced, but just based on what we've seen over the last few weeks, one would assume that R-Truth, Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose, and probably even Daniel Bryan will be participants in that ladder match. And I'm going to go more into WrestleMania once we get closer to the event, as well as the Hall of Fame. Chad and I are actually going to do, and it may end up being a special podcast that drops during the middle of the week here in the coming weeks, but we're going to go into a lot of detail, a lot of depth on the Hall of Fame this year. Not overly impressed with this year's lineup so far, but we'll save our opinions for that podcast coming up. And speaking of the Hall of Fame, rumor has it that a former women's wrestler, a diva, will be announced as the newest inductee. So, and I've got some opinions on that as well. Don't want to spoil anything for folks who maybe have not seen that or even report on a rumor, but we'll go into more details about WrestleMania and the Hall of Fame in the weeks to come, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Seth Rollins and Jon Stewart from The Daily Show kind of got a feud going on right now. I don't know where I stand on this because I don't know exactly where this is going. I don't think that Seth Rollins is the right guy for this. I don't think he needs a celebrity feud, if you will, to put him over with the fans or give him any heat. I think that Seth Rollins is one of the more talented wrestlers, superstars on the WWE roster right now. He has, of course, an impressive background in independent wrestling, and he has been very impressive, in my opinion, in my 1-2-3 cents, if you will, since he has signed with WWE, of course, as a member of The Shield, and now The Authority, Mr. Money in the Bank. He is the real deal and has impressed me since going solo and has had a pretty good outing at the Royal Rumble with Brock Lesnar and John Cena. I think that made a lot of non-believers turn their opinions of Seth Rollins into his favor. So time's going to tell. I certainly don't hope that we're going to have a Jon Stewart versus Seth Rollins wrestling match, especially at WrestleMania. It'll be interesting to see. Rollins came out at the end of The Daily Show last week and put Stewart in a headlock. Stewart will be on Raw. And this may just be, cashing in on Jon Stewart's celebrity, especially now that he's announced he's leaving The Daily Show. I think he's probably even more popular now than he was before, and this is a good way for WWE to do a little, maybe get some of that crossover appeal, that mainstream media coverage. I don't know how often that works to the WWE's advantage. I know a lot of times it alienates the true blue fans, and do they get a return on that investment? Do they bring in crossover fans, someone who watches The Daily Show? Are they going to start tuning in to Monday Night Raw now as a result of Stewart being on? Again, time will tell. I'm not going to be overly critical of it. The verbal thing can keep going. I'm anticipating there's not going to be a match. Perhaps Stewart will be in the corner or help whomever Seth Rollins ends up feuding with next. One would have to assume that Randy Orton and Seth Rollins will be going at WrestleMania, but again, I don't want to speculate just yet because there is still 4 weeks to go, and hopefully we'll start learning more tonight and in the coming weeks, in the coming days, hopefully, actually, of how WrestleMania 31 is shaping up. And speaking of WrestleMania 31, of course, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is returning. No word yet, though, if it's going to be 30 men or if it'll just reduce in size. And I lean towards the opinion of reducing it in size. The first year, last year, of course, it made sense to do 30 men because it was WrestleMania 30, and it made it more of a spectacle. I don't necessarily think that there are 30 guys on the roster right now that aren't a part of the WrestleMania card itself, and maybe they'll have them double dipping. I don't know. If they do that, fine. But if they don't, I don't think they should just be throwing guys into the Battle Royal just to get everybody on the card. Again, that's just my opinion. Or perhaps they bring in a couple of NXT guys to fill in some of the spaces. I don't know if that's the right solution either, but I could go for a 20-man Battle Royal, especially being this close to the Royal Rumble. WrestleMania, just a couple of months shy of the Royal Rumble. And I get that there's two different concepts or two different ways of working these matches, but at the end of the day, it's a multi-man match. And again, we're going to have a multi-man ladder match this year for the first time in several years as well. So it looks like a lot of guys are going to be working at WrestleMania again this year, which I think is a good thing. Everybody deserves that payday, that experience in the spotlight. They work hard for the company behind the scenes, a lot of them that we maybe don't see on a consistent basis. And, you know, maybe this will reintroduce fans to some guys that they have missed out on. So time will tell on how big the Battle Royal will be and who all is going in. I believe they've announced 5 or 6 names so far. And I'm going to Ryback, I know, was one of them. Curtis Axel was another. I believe The Miz is going to be in that Battle Royal as well. And if you can't tell, I'm trying to quickly click around here on WWE.com to see who else is going to be in there. And here it is. So, the match was good for Cesaro, at least initially. I'm not sure that it's helped him any further down the road. Fandango and Adam Rose also going to be in that Battle Royal. Speaking of Adam Rose, not sure what's happened to the Bunny, but wouldn't mind maybe he'll make an appearance, and that'll be another participant if they end up going with the 30-man concept. Switching gears now away from, and I have not been able to catch up on TNA or Lucha Underground or Ring of Honor. It's been a busy past 6 or 7 days for me personally and professionally, so I'm not neglecting the wrestling thing, but sometimes life gets, I don't want to say gets in the way of things, but you know how it is. We all have work and families and jobs and things to do, and I apologize for not staying totally in tune with other wrestling promotions right now. WWE, of course, is the most accessible and easiest to keep up with. But I do want to mention that Chikara Pro, and if you want to learn more about Chikara, Chad is a fountain of knowledge on that. We have blogs over at my123cents.com where you can catch up on some Chikara things and get to know the company maybe a little bit more through his eyes. I've seen a couple of their shows live, and I've watched some on iPay-per-view and on video. It's a great company. It's a great promotion, and their big fall tournament, fall event, if you will, is called the King of Trios. It's a three-day weekend in September, the first weekend in September, and it's in Pennsylvania. And Chad actually told me that he is going to be heading out there, so hopefully we'll get some reports from him while he is there. But basically, it is a series of, there are some undercard matches, but the main attraction, of course, being King of Trios, is a series of six-man tag team matches, or six-person tag team matches. Six creatures, six things. There's all kinds of fun with Chikara Pro, so you never know exactly what you're going to get with King of Trios. A lot of times, former WWE superstars may surface in the company. I know that 123 Kid had a couple of successful outings with Chikara. We saw Demolition and the One Man Gang be a part of King of Trios one year. Last year, I believe it was the Warlord, Barbarian, and Haku were a team. So you never know exactly what you're going to get. The Spirit Squad has come back. So King of Trios, always a fun and entertaining tournament and concept. And I look forward to more of that coming up. And if you want to learn more about Chikara and don't want to go to our website, head on over to theirs. It's chikarapro.com. You can also find them at Chikara Pro on Twitter. A great wrestling company. A lot of great men and women working there and are very fan-friendly. So that's another good thing that I enjoy about Chikara is the willingness of the wrestlers to, you know, engage with the fans and not totally shun them and look down on them. And speaking of which, that brings me to the final news note for this podcast, and that's Tim Donst, who is a Chikara wrestler who just recently on his website, Donst.com, that's D-O-N-S-T.com, announced that he is facing some uncertainty with his future in wrestling and with his health. Doctors recently found a tumor on one of his kidneys. He is going to likely have that kidney removed and does not know exactly at this point, at least according to his latest update, what that's going to mean for his career, and doesn't know the seriousness of this tumor, whether or not he'll be undergoing chemotherapy. So Tim Donst, you know, when I was co-host on From the Rafters Radio several years ago, we had him on the show. He was a great guy to talk to, and you know, met him. I believe we met him in person at either the Lafayette, Indiana show or Chicago, Illinois show back in 2012. And I really want to wish him and express to him and his fans and his family that we have nothing but the best thoughts and sending good positive vibes and our thoughts and prayers with him as he kind of goes through this tough time professionally and personally. So, Tim, get well soon, and we certainly hope the very best for you. And you, the listener, I hope the very best for you as well. Again, I want to thank you for downloading and listening to My 123 Cents. This is episode 14. Don't forget to go back and listen to past episodes where I have wrestling interviews galore. It's not going to just be me rambling on all these podcasts. And speaking of interviews, I am working on some big name stars to be joining the My 123 Cents podcast. I hope I didn't just jinx myself by saying that, but stay tuned. Follow us over on Facebook. It's facebook.com/My123Cents. And of course, Twitter at My123Cents. I'm Kevin Huntsberger. You can listen and follow me as well at Kevin Huntsberger on Twitter. So again, thanks for tuning in and listening to My 123 Cents.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.